stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Did you ever see that show? Welcome back, Carter.
I love that show.
John Travolta is a babe. And he's single now. He's a widower. I know. Yeah. It goes from to Welcome back, guys. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much for having us back, Magda.
I don't know if you remember, but on the previous podcast, Ashley and Simona came and we talked a little bit about what Beauty by Nuvo and Nuvo You do here in Miami, Florida. But today, because it's October and you guys are the first podcast of the month, we are talking about everything that goes boo. And I know you're having a special on Botox. I am getting my ass over to your place sometime this month. I don't know when, but the special is just amazing. Can you tell me what's with the Botox?
What's with the Botox? Seriously, Simona.
Tell me.
Well, today we're going to talk about beautiful with Botox. Botox can produce some amazingly beautiful results, but sometimes it can be a little scary.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for me, the scariest thing is the crow's feet. Like, those need to go.
The crow's feet, yeah. I mean, what's a great age? I'm almost 50. Actually, I'll be 50 July 29th. Start buying me gifts, sending them in the mail. You have my address. What's a great age to start, would you guys say, Botox?
So I think once you start to see those lines that form with movement, once they become more prominent and really noticeable, mm-hmm. that's when you need to start Botox. Yeah. So from a preventative medicine perspective, age 23 to 25 is a great age for most people.
Definitely. You know, the younger you start, the better. Because when you age, you know, it can actually helps you with the muscles tightening, and you probably need less when you get to 40.
Right. So you're saying strike hard, strike fast, no mercy. Kind of like the new obsession I have on Netflix, Cobra Kai. Ooh. I don't know if you guys have seen
this.
Not
yet.
But it sounds to me like that's what you're saying. As soon as you see these lines, you have to attack. I think that's good advice. I did start when I was 28, and I feel like because I started at that age, I was able to kill the movement. And you guys know I'm always moving my face.
Right.
Yeah. Some patients want the actor's Botox. Can you tell me about that? And also, have you guys seen the movie Frozen?
We have, yes.
We don't like that look. Or how many people come to your place and ask for that look? Just out of curiosity.
So many people come to us and they're like, I want no movement. I don't want to see anything. They don't want to emote. They want zero expression. And, you know, that's not really the most natural looking result, but sometimes you have to give the patient what they want. Actors Botox is where you can do Botox a little bit more conservatively. So you want to maintain your expression. You know, you want to do it conservatively. You can still express emotion, but you're still getting rid of those lines. You know, you see those people like, I'm so happy, and their face is completely frozen.
It's funny that you say express emotion. I think that the gas of life is emotion, and people asking for an emotionless look is, not only is it optically disturbing, but it's awkward. You know, you want to keep the authenticity of movement in your face.
Yeah, definitely. You know, even though patient tells us, I want to be frozen, you always want to start, you know, a little slow. And then you can always come back.
Right.
And we can always add more.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, they don't know what they exactly,
their own
how it's
limits.
Going to look, you know.
So, Simona, how many people out of 10 go to your place? Nuvo You, Beauty by Nuvo, you guys do everything. But today we're focusing on Botox. How many people go out of 10 for Botox?
10.
No.
Everybody wants Botox.
Wow. And how many types of Botox are there, guys?
So Botox is really just the name of the brand. Okay. It's the first Botox. So it's the first one that was used for wrinkles. The second longest is Dysport. And then you have the newer players, which are Xeomin and Juvo. And they're all just different brands of the same thing with slight little tweaks and differences.
So let's say since somebody like me, I've been doing this for, wow, an enormous amount of time. Could I develop a tolerance for one and then you guys would shift me to another, or is one better than the other? How's the cost difference? Teach me.
Definitely. You know, I did have clients who came back and they said the Botox is no longer working. So we went to Dysport, and you can see, you know, Dysport is the exactly, it freezes the muscles. But sometimes, you know, Dysport lasts longer in some people, Botox lasts longer in other people. So it depends on you, mm-hmm. what kind of, you know, persons you are. There are different pricing.
So yeah. This month, what's the beautiful thing, Ash?
So we actually have a special. Normally, our Botox is $12 a unit. Okay. And the amount of units that you need depends on your individual anatomy. And this month, we have a special, our Beautiful with Botox, for $10 a unit. And we're super excited to make everybody a little bit more beautiful. And you can even bring your boo.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely.
And that's so cute. You can bring your boo.
Your boo with you. But book fast also, because we are starting to book.
Yeah,
really
I heard
fast.
That your stuff is flying off the shelves and there's lines around Bal Harbour all the way to Saks Fifth Avenue. I mean, that's amazing. So how many vials do I need for my face? How many units do I need for my face? Remember, guys, I'm just, you know, a layman. How many vials do you think my entire face, one treatment, would need in Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, or Juvo?
So one vial of Botox, for example, is 100 units.
Okay, I get
one
that.
Of Dysport is 300 units. So the concentration is different. Mm. Now, what we do is we, Magda, will look at your individual anatomy, right? And we'll see what the strength of your muscle is, mm-hmm. where the lines are that are present with movement, and then we'll determine how many units your individual anatomy needs. Let's say an average. An average is 12 units for the forehead or 20 units for those 11 lines, the glabellar lines. But some people, you know, you can put half that amount and they're completely frozen.
Wow. So the
important thing is to do that individual assessment, be conservative. We start low and we go slow and we see how your face responds, especially for first time Botox clients.
You know, you often ask how much is too much, you know, because you have people and says, I only want like 10 units right here. Well, 10 units is really nothing, but it will show you how the muscle will relax. You know, how you will face, how it will not change your face. It will not add to your face, but it will show you how the Botox works.
Yeah, how it responds. So, guys, the jawline and the neck band lines, Nefertiti, neck lift, jaw lift, can this be achieved with these products, Botox, Dysport, Xeomin, Juvo? I've heard that it can, but can you clarify that for me? Can you do a jaw lift with Botox? And can you do, I love this, Nefertiti neck lift. I think that's amazing.
So yeah, actually, you know, when we think of Botox, we think of the usual, you know, typical areas, your crow's feet, your forehead lines, your those 11 lines. But actually Botox has both cosmetic and therapeutic indications. So you can use Botox on the muscles in the neck band, and that can create the Nefertiti neck lift. It can be used for chronic headaches, okay? It can be injected into the muscle. It can be used for your jawline. So if you have TMJ, if you have a painful or strong masseter muscles, those jaw muscles, we can inject it, and it can actually slim the appearance. And if you're a teeth grinder as well, you can inject it and that can cure it.
How about, I personally don't like the look of fulfilled lips. I like lined lips. It's interesting. I know that you can work with Botox to create a more full appearing lip, maybe called the lip flip, something like this. Is that true?
Definitely. You can, you know, you can do a lip flip. You also, some people have gummy smiles, so they want the cover, so you can fix that with Botox.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing.
Botox is amazing.
No, I'm in love with Botox, but I'm in love with my dentist too. And I think the gummy smile issue is big, and people suffer. They don't smile because of it, and because they don't want to go through the painful process of dentistry, the cosmetic aspect of it. So you're saying that with Botox, they can fix gummy smiles?
Definitely. Wow. Yes. And, you know, it builds the confidence for the client too, because when you can smile and the gummy smile doesn't show and your lips look amazing, one happy client.
Yeah, no. And I mean, we really don't think about it, but people that have gummy smiles suffer. They really do suffer, and it creates self-esteem issues, mm-hmm. yada, yada. You keep saying the word anatomy. I think it's great because, you know, I love anatomy, and I'm wearing their new jacket, by the way.
I love it.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting the way you say we look at your anatomy, because people walk in and they say, I want an 11 fixed, my number 11. I want the crow's feet fixed. I want this fixed. But you do indeed have to take into consideration the entire anatomy of the face before you start. It's artwork. It's artwork. So tell me why is pricing relevant? Why I would ask you why pricing is relevant, one unit cost versus the other unit cost for the products that we mentioned before, Diasport, Xeomin, Juvo, and Botox. Why is this relevant?
So the most common question that we get from our clients when they're scheduling a new appointment is, how much do you charge per unit?
Really?
It seriously is the most common question. How much do you charge per unit? I know that at the beauty bar down the street, I can get it for $8 a unit and you guys charge $12. What deal can you get me per unit?
You know, it actually makes me boil when they ask how much we charge. They should be asking, you know, who is doing the Botox.
That's right.
That's very important, because you want somebody, you know,
educated.
Who is educated, who has experience, who worked with a plastic surgeon performing surgeries, you know, knows the anatomy. You don't want to go to somebody, you know, for example, in Texas, a lot of aestheticians injecting Botox. And my friend told me, you know, she went to a class, she went to an aesthetician. She was told she's a nurse practitioner and she was injected, you know, and she had actually, she developed an infection.
Poor thing.
So who you go back to? The aesthetician cannot treat this.
Right.
So you want to choose a provider who has, you know, license to prescribe medication, prescribe antibiotics.
Right.
Do your research.
Right.
Make sure, you know, our licenses are public information.
Yeah.
Know who's touching your face.
Credibility and all that, licenses is very important. I agree with you. It's you get what you pay for. And if you go to, and here in Miami, that stuff is rampant, and it's a risk to your health. I get it. I get wanting to look young. I mean, I suffer it every single day. But you guys, you have all of my permission to get upset and let your blood boil, because instead of saying, you know, how are you going to make me better? Show me where you're going to inject. What do you think needs help? Because you guys are the professionals. I don't go to the car place and say, I want this car because I don't know what I'm talking about is the truth. And most people don't know what they're talking about. They just want to look better. And at Beauty by Nuvo, every time I walk in, I leave not only looking better, but feeling better. And I think, once again, guys, it has to do with you guys and your familial environment and how you guys care before, during, and after. That's so very important. I mean, we can go through books and books of conversation of all the types of Botox, Juvo, Diasport, Xeomin, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, it's the human beings behind the injection. It's the education and all of that. So let's talk about the education. I know we did that on the previous podcast, but I think it's very important every time we get together to talk about where Ashley was educated, where Simona was educated, what you think makes you better than the next guy in Miami. That is licensed, not the gas guy or the guy that's putting filler in your ass. I mean, did you guys hear about the glue? The car glue.
I've seen patients that I've managed in the emergency department that are getting foreign substances, Fix-A-Flat, injected.
That one I heard.
We manage the necrosis and the complications in the emergency room. So I've seen it. It happens. But I do want to say there's a lot of talented PAs, nurse practitioners, dermatologists, plastic surgeons in the area that are just doing beautiful and amazing work. And I think that, you know, we can all learn from and, you know, inspire each other.
I think it's artwork, Ashley. Absolutely. Think every artist, and the more you treat your client, the more you see how their face moves, the more familiar you become with it. And just like a makeup artist or a nail technician. And by the way, I love that salon you guys are in. What's it called?
By Angel Salon in Bay Harbor Islands.
What's the girl that does a great blowout?
Oh my God, Johanna.
Yeah.
The best blowout, seriously. Yeah, it lasted me a week.
I love that. I'm going to go back and I'm going to do a vitamin bag, because with all this stuff about COVID, I don't know why people aren't doing bags more than Botox, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It's treating beauty on the inside and on the outside.
Definitely. I just want to add, you know, when you said what makes us different from other people. Well, you know, our background, we are both in the emergency room, so we see what can happen to Botox and fillers, and we also know how to treat it. So we do, you know, we have basically the both sides. We make the people beautiful, but we also see what can happen and treat it on the other end.
I can't imagine, God forbid, I can't imagine what it would feel like to be in the hands of somebody that couldn't help me if something went wrong.
We see it all the time.
So where did you go to school, Ashley? I know you told me last podcast. I'm going to ask you every podcast, because for me, education is everything. And if you say you do something, you need to back it up.
Absolutely.
So where did you go to school?
So I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. I started PA school at Miami-Dade College at the age of 19. I've been practicing since the age of 21. That's, I think 11 going on 12 years.
Oh my goodness.
I started off my career actually in cosmetic and medical dermatology. That was my first job with the lovely Dr. Betty Bellman. And that's where I started. And I began my career shortly after in emergency medicine, where I've been dealing in stressful, acute, life-threatening environments. And I've continued my passion and love for aesthetics and, you know, continued my training. I have a master's in physician assistant sciences from the University of Nebraska Medical School. And we can make you more beautiful and we can also save your life.
That's enough for you to come back next month. Let's talk about something else. Simona, where did you go to school?
So I went to school in Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. You know, I'm originally from the Czech Republic, and I always have love for medicine. So I started with nursing, and I also, when I started for nursing, I got rerouted to psychology. So I have a degree in nursing and psychology, and I continue my education with Chamberlain University and then for my nurse practitioner. I originally started in trauma. So like I said, I've been a trauma nurse. That's one of my passion, my 15 years. And I got tired and, you know, stressed out being in trauma. So I started working for a plastic surgeon to make people beautiful and combine the psychology and beauty, because when you feel beautiful, your
nice.
Self-esteem improves. Yeah. So
you are nice. If you feel beautiful, you're nice.
Definitely.
I cannot imagine what it feels like to be in trauma or in emergency room environments. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's very hard, you know, but it makes you appreciate life. It
sure.
changes you. And that's what we basically bring into, from ER, we bring this to the beauty, you know, psychology, beauty, everything, it's combined.
Well, it's clear that your education, both of your backgrounds, not only is extensive, but your passion for what you're talking about. Ashley started in cosmetology and ends up being somebody that can save your life, and you go from the Czech Republic to speaking English like me. That's amazing.
Long road.
Yeah, but they both look great, by the way, guys. Their skin is impeccable, and the gamut of things that they offer is really from the inside out. So guys, for next month, what is Breakfast with Magda going to be like?
So Magda, I think we should go into talking about maybe PDO threads and the non-surgical facelift.
Maybe
some lasers.
Why
don't we have a vote? Why don't we ask the listeners what they're interested in? There's a lot of hot topics out there.
And questions. You know, Ash, I've been getting a lot of questions about the last thing that I did with Simona, which we had such a fun time. By the way, that guy was cute. He was cute. And he's aggressive. I like aggressive. But I want to talk about that. What was it called? Elite? What is tight? Elite?
It's called Evolve. Evolve by InMode.
Right.
And it's amazing, as you know.
I got so many questions about that. And I think it's important. So let's do that. Let's do a poll for the next one. And I guess since this is beautiful, so exactly what does Botox the Beautiful special encompass?
So this month, for the month of October, until the end of the month, our Beautiful special is $10 a unit instead of our regularly priced $12 a unit.
Okay. So it behooves the listener to show up and make an early appointment because this is only good till October 31st, right?
Yeah. And we're almost booked.
Oh, wow. I better get my ass in there. So how about, can they look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas specials?
Yes, we have specials every month. You know, we also do clients appreciation days. So follow us on our Instagram, Beauty by Nouveau U. Or we can also, we have Beauty Nouveau U Med Spa.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Did you guys undergo a change on Instagram?
We actually did. There was a cyber hack situation and our at Nouveau U on Instagram was mysteriously taken down. However, this is our opportunity for rebranding. We're going to be back and better and sexier than ever. Follow us at Nouveau U Med Spa, Nouveau U Med Spa on Instagram.
Yeah, that's, I've heard of that stuff happening and I think it's, imagine your whole world crashes, but it's true what you say. You have an opportunity for rebirth, come back stronger. And if the roots are strong, and you do definitely have great strong roots, you come back stronger. So where can they call you though? If I want to make an appointment for the Beautiful, which is $10 a unit versus a 12 through 1031. Where do they call you?
You can reach me directly to book an appointment at 786-369-0941 or online at nouveauu.com.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Bum, 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 bum.
So let me ask you a question. Where are you guys located? I go there all the time. I know it like the back of my hand because it's a great place to be. I feel good there. But let's say they're new and they want to show up and they don't have a phone and maybe they're embarrassed.
Sure.
They just want to check the place out. Where is it located?
We have two locations, one in Miami Beach at 6992 Indian Creek Drive and in Bay Harbor Islands at By Angel Salon, 1013 Kane Concourse Drive.
Okay, I love these breakfast talks. I specifically love when you bring me breakfast. thank you. They brought guava today, which if you don't know, I'm Cuban. So guava is like right up my alley. Both of them have wonderful physiques. I don't know how they eat that stuff and maintain their physiques. But I do know, actually, they work at ER and with Botox. So that's enough to keep anybody busy. I love these talks that we're having.
It's so much fun,
Magda. And I'm very curious about this threading. I can't wait to see what you're talking about.
So we're actually going to be doing your threading after this podcast.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Can you briefly tell me what I'm saying yes to?
Okay, so we are going to use PDO threads. They are a absorbable natural thread that create a lift. You can use them for so many things. Non-surgically, minimally invasive, and it's natural, and it breaks down and helps build more collagen. So have you seen Bella Hadid?
Yeah, I think everybody has.
Okay. Have you seen her cat eye lift?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was using PDO threads.
They did that to her eye. Where do they do it in the eye?
So they put it right here between the eyelid and the brow, and they create a lift, and they can do it this way laterally. They can do a cat eye, a fox eye.
I'm a fox.
Yeah. There's so many eyes.
You're kidding. So that those are the baby threads.
Those are the little threads.
Well, I got to tell you, I think here I need a baby. It's falling. Okay. And it can't get up. I'm so excited about you guys and where you're going. I know that this is not a long established business, but my God, you guys are fire starters here in Miami, Florida. It's amazing what you've done in such a short time. And thank you for including me in your journey. Nothing makes me happier than to see other people thriving.
Oh, they'll love you.
I love you too, sweetie. I do. So, okay. We'll talk back to you guys with threading and let you know what that's all about. As always, thank you for listening to this podcast. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. Until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. Want to discover a new you with Nouveau You? They're located in the heart of Bell Harbor. Their phone number is 786-369-0941. Discover a new you. Or you can find them on Instagram, Beauty by Nouveau. Want to look great? Want to make money at the same time? Join Yes You Can. We are transforming the lives of millions of people around the world to achieve a better physical and financial health. My number is 813-720-7555. I'm waiting by the phone to talk to you. Yes, you can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me.